It's premiere week on Fox, and the new show, The Cool Kids, is hilarious. I just watched the first episode, laughed so hard, and I said, you know what, we need one of the stars. And so Leslie Jordan is joining us on the line. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm sitting in my beautifully appointed trailer on the 20th Century Fox lot, and we're on a lunch break from my big new series called The Cool Kids.
Yes, and as I said, you're funny as hell, and let's just get everybody caught up, because it's a new show, so people might not be familiar with it. It's an older group of friends. You guys are all in a retirement community, and you're young at heart, right? The body might be old, but the spirit is young. Is that a good way of putting it?
That's a wonderful way of putting it, because our writers are Charlie Day and the group from over at Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So you've got myself, and you've got Vicki Lawrence and David Alan Greer and Martin Mull. And as you said, we're in a retirement community in Tucson, and it harkens back. It's kind of like the Golden Girls, but on crack.
Well, you got to have a bit of a modern twist, right? I have to say, when I saw the promo shots and Vicki Lawrence giving the finger, I was like, oh yes, oh yes, we've got something here. and I mean, so just from that alone, I mean, the viewer can imagine the type of character that she is, right? Just from that gesture. So let's talk, though, about your characters then, because you're a bit of a hedonist, I guess is a good way to put it, right, Sid?
Well, I play an aging gay man. Vicki's a woman of a certain age. David Alan Greer is an aging African American, and Martin Mull is an aging sort of hippie with a lot of conspiracy theories. And it has absolutely nothing to do with that. We're just best friends, and it's on aging and getting older. But we're always in trouble. We kind of have problems with our moral compasses. Mm-hmm. But it's very raucous. It's very edgy. It's fun. Fun.
I've got to ask you then, how much like your character are you? Are you a bit melodramatic at times at all, you know, or no?
Oh, my gosh. What happened was my manager called and said, you know, there's this thing happening over at Fox, and it's the boys from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and la la la. And I said, well, so I went into audition. You know, it's a whole different ballgame. Now, we all audition. You know, people think they just call us an office. And I read for the part of Sid, who was a 73-year-old Jewish straight man from Brooklyn. So I walked into the audition, and I said, I'm going to put a different spin on this. Well, the wonderful part is that they created this amazing playground where the character's getting more and more and more like us as we are in real life. And I noticed right halfway through shooting the pilot that I thought, this is so easy. Why is this easy? I think it's the first part I've ever played in my career where I'm almost 100% me.
Perfect.
It's not easy. And people think that's easy. You know, people think, oh, well, that's easy. But you know what? It's not. And I come from a pretty devout Southern Baptist upbringing. There was a lot of sort of gay shame going up and dealing with that. And so to be able to say, well, you know what, this is me, I'm 63 years old, I'm perfectly comfortable with who I am, what I am, and be able to put that into a character is a pretty amazing thing.
And I was going to ask what sort of research you did to play a gay man, but I don't want to, yeah, just...
63 years of research.
You've put in some hard time. Anyway, okay, so... Let's talk about that first, whether it was the pilot episode, maybe it was the table read. What was that moment that you thought, okay, we're onto something good here?
They talk a lot, you know, in early days of any television show, of finding an ensemble footing. You know, that's very important. You bring in these people, and I had never met Vicki. I had never met, I'd met Vicki one time in the Puerto Vallarta airport, Mexico, very briefly. David, I didn't know. Martin and I we did a movie together 100 years ago called Ski Patrol. George right. Lopez was a teenager in the movie. But anyway, we walked in the room and we sat down and we looked at one another and we began to read And we just had that ensemble footing. I can't explain it. It was like verbal ping pong. You know, when you're working with comedians, you know, with people with these kind of comedy chops, I just thought to myself, you know what? Because you shoot a pilot and you have to wait.
Right.
And we shot a pilot really early. We shot it like at Thanksgiving of last year because Charlie Day had to go back and do It's Always Sunny, the 13th season. And so we did, but I knew. I'm telling you, in that first reading, I knew. I thought this series is gonna go. You know, we'll. And so, you know, we waited and then we got the order, and I thought, wow. And we're already into our, you know, we're further ahead than what's airing. You know, we're in 5th, 6th episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have found a wonderful sort of ensemble footing.
I guess it also is good too because all of you have such long careers in doing television, so it's not like you've got, you know, beginners, right? A novice who's never done a sitcom or something before. So you guys, I imagine, kind of just, okay, we know the drill, we know how this works, and then you just kind of get to it.
And also, I didn't realize the wealth of television history till we did I think it's called the Television Critics Association, something
mm-hmm.
we did.
Yep.
That was where we did a big panel. And we're such hams, all four of us. It's like the old adage, it's the opposite of talk with us is not listen, it's wait. And so we just love telling stories to one another. Well, to have this audience asking questions, and all of a sudden you hear, you know, how Vicki Lawrence got on the Carol Burnett Show when she was a senior in high school, and Martin Mull, I had no idea that Norman Lear picked him out. He wasn't even an actor, and put him on Soap, and David Alan Greer with all the early In Living Color stories, and I thought, wow, there is a lot of television history. And then, you know, my stories of Will and Grace, and gosh, you know, Murphy Brown, and it's a real wealth of television history here. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well, and it's funny too. You mentioned Golden Girls, and you know, Martin Mull played a hippie on Golden Girls. Do you remember that episode?
No, I didn't. He's told us that he's been on every show, though. He amazes me. Every day it's something new.
Yeah.
You know, every day. And he's so tight-lipped. I said, tell me everything about Roseanne. He said, you know, he never has a bad thing to say about anybody, which is probably a good way to go in this industry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and last time when Vicki was on our show, when Mama's Family came out on DVD, she, as Mama, was giving me shit. And so I thought, oh, you know what? This is my moment.
This is your big Mama.
I've made it now, Leslie. I've made it. That's how I knew.
You had Mama, cuz you
are. Yeah, it's all come full circle. But, you know, on the subject, though, of, you know, Murphy Brown and Will and Grace and all these shows that are coming back, right? What do you think that's saying about television? Is that saying something about the quality of television back in the day or the quality of television nowadays where people say, you know what, I like my classic shows? What's your take?
My take is that I think that there is so much content. I mean, there's so much that people are sometimes not willing to take any kind of risks. And they, you know, they know, okay, this was a hit. Mm-hmm. They're around. Let's kick it back in and see, because you know when I came to Hollywood, I took a bus from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I had a $1,200 that my mother sewed into my underpants, and I had a suitcase. And back then you had CBS, NBC, and ABC. NBC and ABC. And I remember when Fox came around, I thought, oh my gosh, this will never go. What is this? You can't start a network, you know. And I think Married with Children was happening, and they were building this network. Now there are hundreds,
yeah.
I mean, of shows and content. So I don't know if that is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I love it because I was on all those shows back then, and
right.
I'm on my hiatus from Cool Kids. I'm doing another episode of Will and Grace in a couple of weeks. I hope they call me from Murphy Brown. I was on that the pilot season. So, you know, as an actor, I'm glad. Fire them back up. Let's keep going.
Well, I was going to say, you're going to have every network covered. You will be, you'll have every primetime night.
There you go.
But we do have to wrap this up.
Like Heather Locklear when she had T.J. Hooker and Melrose Place or something. I remember I was so envious back then. I thought, oh, here we are trying to get jobs, and that's this Heather Locklear has two or three shows all at once. Well, here I am with two or three shows all at once.
Oh, why do I have this feeling that you're going to be on a revival of, like, one of Charlie's Angels? You're going to be there. Well, I see it.
I'll play Charlie.
Yes, of course. We're almost out of time, but one final thing, though, on the subject of people, you know, in the industry. Do you find that people like, you know, Betty White, and I guess even just recently Burt Reynolds, they just don't want to retire? They're 80s, 90s. And what is it about show business, do you think, Leslie, that keeps these people working and always doing more?
I think it's just in our makeup. You know, people, I see these actors on talk shows, and they're, you know, pontificating on the work and this and that. And I do it because I want to do it. You do it because you're a show-off. You know? You innately want everybody to look at you. And I think it's just something that we do, and it's not anything that you can retire from. You know, I am gloriously, they just keep going. You know, people that are really good at it and made a career out of it. And I'll go till they you know put me in the ground. I know that, because I mean, what's to retire? What would I do? I don't even know. All I do, you know, act. I've built a whole wonderful world around it. All my friends act. What we do. So I think that's it. You know, that we just want to do it. We just want to work.
Right. And we're going to watch you and your new BFFs on Fox's The Cool Kids. Leslie, when can we catch the show?
It's September 28th, 8:30 Eastern, in the middle of the country, different time. I don't know how that works.
Right.
But it's on Fox, and it'll follow The Last Man Standing.
Right. So it's Fridays, 8:30 Eastern. Check your local listings. That's what we end up saying. It's on Fox.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you.
And I promise you, we get huge laughs when you put it in front of an audience. So you will laugh.
Absolutely. And I almost called you Beverly Leslie, and I promise I won't do that again. All right.
That's fine. Well. Thank you very much. Bye.
Leslie Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.